Hello, everyone. This is Ben from the Plowboy Radio Podcast. We apologize for not being able to record the past few weeks. We took a break due to Thanksgiving, as I hope you all did as well. Hope you all rested and had a good time eating with your family members. We were not able to record last week due to scheduling, and we also had a few of us get sick. I believe Bradley was dealing with an illness as well as his children. So we were looking at recording this week, and unfortunately Derek has had, he has also gotten sick. He has had high fevers. He was not able to preach this past Sunday, and he's just been coughing to the point now where he's having a hard time even speaking, especially on a microphone. So yeah, other than that, Bradley has also been working pretty hard with his actual job that he has. So that's the reason why we haven't been able to record, and we apologize, and we're looking forward to continue to pump out these episodes, giving you content, giving you hopefully important and fun shows that we got planned out. And we've got one that's coming up soon that we're excited about. But this also gives us an opportunity to interact with you all. If there's any topics you would like for us to discuss, please let us know. We do have to be honest with you, we do struggle to determine topics. Sometimes it's right before the show before we decide on what topics to discuss and to bring forward to you all. So we really do appreciate when we do get ideas from our listeners. I just want to let you all know that we deeply, deeply appreciate you for listening. When I brought this up years ago to Derek and Bradley and even BJ at the time about a podcast, I really did not expect it to grow like it has and how fun it is. And for you all to be able to listen to this podcast, we are just so grateful, and we're so thankful for this platform where we get to discuss theology with one another. We would always, after church on Wednesday nights, just sit there and just talk about it. And one day we're just like, why don't we just record this? You know, I think people would actually benefit from listening to our conversations. And then, yeah, you know, Derek actually came up with the name Plowboy Radio, and, you know, obviously after William Tyndale. And yeah, we're just grateful for this platform that we have. We're more grateful for you for listening. And for you who are Reformed Baptists, we appreciate and we love you. And for those who listen who aren't Reformed Baptists, we're so grateful and thankful that you would even listen to our podcast. We obviously hope that you, or we would pray that you would hold our faith and what we believe in that situation. But we're just so grateful for our brothers and sisters in Christ that don't agree exactly with everything that we agree with on theology. We're just so grateful for you listening. And for all our new listeners that aren't at the Basilea Church, we appreciate you for tuning in every week, listening to our podcast. We pray that you will share this podcast, that it will be for God's glory, that we could spread Jesus' name through radios, through AirPods, whatever. The greatness of Jesus Christ and the greatness of the Bible, sola scriptura. And again, we're just so grateful for you all, the listeners, the audience, for tuning in. We will be back to schedule hopefully soon. We just pray that God will keep us healthy so we can continue to get out content for you all to listen to. Again, be in prayer for us as we continue this podcast. We hope that if there's any issues that you want us to pray, that we can pray for you as well. We believe that prayer is so important. And I just want to, for you all who are local in the Mooreville Tupelo area, we just invite you to the Basilea Reformed Baptist Church as well. I also would like to thank our friends over at the Legacy of Legends Dynasty Fantasy Football Podcast with BJ and Marcus. If you have tuned into the Plowboy Radio Podcast when we first started years ago, BJ was a co-host with us, and due to his new job and stuff, he was unable to record with us due to our time that we normally sit down to record. But he has started up a fantasy football podcast who most of our church mates are in, and he does an excellent job, him and Marcus both. Marcus is a deacon at our church. We appreciate them for promoting our podcast. Derek, Bradley, and I recommend them if you enjoy sports, football. They also talk about college football and other stuff as well. And I would also like to promote my other podcast. If you're just a basketball fan, the Jab Step Fantasy Basketball Podcast, just tune in. It's just me most of the time. I'm hoping to get some lists, some guests on to that podcast as well. And that's all I'll say about that podcast. And again, thankful for you all. And it's just going to be me today. And Bradley and Derek should be back next week. Just be in prayer for Derek as he is struggling with sickness, and be in prayer for Bradley as he is trying to still get used to his new job that he loves as much as he can love a job. I kind of butchered that, didn't I? But yeah, he loves his job. So yeah, just pray for him as well. And any prayers that you can send towards me, that'd be awesome as well. So again, thank you for listening. And I'm going to try to put something together. I don't know if it's going to be good. You might hate it, but we'll see. We'll see. But anyway, here goes the start of the show. Welcome in to the podcast. Derek Bradley's not here. It's just me up in my man cave at home trying to figure out what to do. I'm so lost without you two guys. But yeah, we will persevere. I think we got a pretty good episode today. It's just me. I hope you like listening to me. I don't, but I hope you do. We're going to start off this episode with Proverbs chapter 1. I just want to read some scripture and just give you some of my thoughts. I did get this new ESV Schuyler Traveras Bible. And Derek, when me and him done that episode about Bibles, it really inspired me to get one of these Bibles. And I went with the Traveras, even though he really didn't agree with that choice at the time. When I showed it to him the other night before he actually got sick, he was actually really impressed with it. So far, I'm really happy with it. I bought it off the Facebook group that Derek recommended me to get on to find these Bibles that were used. And man, this thing has barely been used. It looks like it's only been used once or twice, in my opinion. I really enjoy the pages, the font, the layout. It's got the full Yap. It's a blue version. It's been really, really easy to read. I like the single column. It's a pretty good size font. But yeah, that's the Bible I got. And I want to read Proverbs chapter 1. I don't know how far I'll go, but I just think it would be awesome just to go ahead and just read some scripture while they're not here. So Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight. To receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. So that's the beginning part. That was verses 1 through 6. This is really what I wanted to just kind of discuss. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Oh, how true and true that verse is. When I got into Reformed theology and understood His sovereignty and His greatness, His all-powerfulness, His omnipresence, His omnipotent qualities that He has, the Lord, that truly fearing the Lord in reverence to Him is truly the beginning of knowledge. He is true wisdom. The Lord is. So let me continue with verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. True. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. For they are a graceful garland for your head, and pendants for your neck. My son, if your sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie and wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason. Like Sheol, let us swallow them alive and whole. Like those who go down to the pit, we shall find all precious goods. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us. We will all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. For in vain is a net spread in the sight of any bird. But these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the market she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy street she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you, because I have called, and you refuse to listen. Have stretched out my hand, and no one has heeded, because you have ignored all my counsel, and would have none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you, like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Would have none of my counsel, and despise all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way, and have their fill of their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and their complacency of fools destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure, and will be at ease without dread of disaster. That is Proverbs chapter 1. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom and knowledge. Before we knew Christ, were like these people who did refuse to understand, refuse to seek after the Lord and His knowledge. We would therefore eat of the fruit of our ways. We would fill our own devices. We would turn away. But grace to be to us because of Jesus Christ, guys. I mean, being able to be changed by Him just makes this proverb here make more and more sense. So I just wanted to bring that to you. I know that was short, sweet, hopefully to the point. I hope you gather something out of it. But let me just go ahead and talk to you about what has been going on with me. So today I'm recording this on December 8th, and this is a Wednesday. We were unable to have church tonight because of sickness. BJ Kent, our fellow brother, our youth pastor, and his family all have COVID. Derek has been struggling with fever and coughing. And I believe we have other church members, brothers and sisters, that are also sick. It's a time where sickness seems to be spreading. I know the news reported here in Tupelo that there was a new variant that was found here with COVID. That's where we're at with that. And I'm here at home. I tell my wife, it's like, look, I want to get home before the baby and her get here, because I normally go get the child right after work, but I get my girl. And when I got home, I look out in the yard and I see all this white. It looked to be like toilet paper, shredded toilet paper is what I thought. And I said, who in the absolute world has rolled my yard in December? And then I look and it's white like cotton material. And my first thought was, oh no, my dog Bo has found something. And Brianna, my wife, bought Bo a heated pad for him to lay on to stay warm. So we have gotten it out so him and the cats who are outside could lay on something and generate some warmth so they're not cold. Well, he has decided to tear this thing up, and there is literally cotton all over, or it might have been some type of wool. I'm not really sure the material. It was white, and it was all in my yard. So my wife texts me, he's like, how's the podcast coming along and stuff? And I'm like, I don't know, because I'm outside picking up this junk. We've got rain forecasted for Thursday and Friday, and I did not want that to get in there. So that's how my afternoon has been so far. I'm literally just came in here and started recording after picking up all that junk out of the yard. And I just want to go out there and kick my dog, but I love my dog. And dogs are dogs, so I guess I just got to put up with it. So yeah, that's my afternoon so far. I've really been hitting the weights hard. I know Bradley and I talk about weightlifting. Derek used to be a pretty good lifter of the weights himself, but he is, I guess, semi-retired, I guess is the word. But me and Bradley, we're hitting it strong. He's doing more strength-based training, which I'm kind of more in the bodybuilding stage. But yeah, been hitting the gym hard. Work, I'm finally feel like I'm caught up at work. There's some job openings that looks like they're fixing to come available at work. I'm interested to see where all that will lead. I don't know if I'm going to be moving anywhere within the department, but yeah, it's just grateful I got all this stuff done, and we're just kind of relaxing in the construction season. This is kind of a dull time, a thankful time. Really been into fantasy football and basketball. If you want to know more and more about fantasy football, just go over to the Legacy of Legends podcast with BJ and Marcus. They talk about all the stuff we get into in our church league. And apparently, Adam is promoting and discussing and telling everybody to let them know that he beat me in fantasy basketball. And legit, out of 12 teams in that league, I scored the second highest in the whole league. But Adam outscored me by 3 points. 3 points, and he's bragging about it. He couldn't tell you three people outside his fantasy basketball team who were actually in the NBA. So yeah, Adam, I'm going to call you out on this platform instead of my fantasy basketball platform. Go check it out, jabstep_fantasy. But yeah, Adam, I don't like the disrespect. I think you know that you were pretty fortunate. And yeah, I think I will go back to shunning you again. I'm just kidding. I love Adam. He's a great guy. I know we do pick on him a lot, but he's truly a really, really good friend, and I'm grateful for him and what he does for our family and the church. Great deacon, him and Marcus both. So I do really want to tell him how much I know we don't sit here and tell him enough how much we appreciate him, but we do. I think it's a good time to do it, but Marcus and Adam, we here at the Basilea Church, I don't think you realize how much we do appreciate all the work you put in at the church. You both are truly my best friends. You and even Kenny, Derek, BJ are all truly my best friends. The pastors, even the members there, I mean, everybody, we're just a family, and I don't think we tell you all how much you play an important role in our church. The deacons are sometimes left out. And, man, I don't know where we'd be without you two guys. You two guys are unbelievable. God's graced y'all, or blessed y'all. We're gracious to have you all. But, yeah, I know we're normally here joking and dogging both of them. And, I mean, they're just two good guys. I mean, for real. I couldn't say anything more great about them. So, anyway, just wanted to say that. I've got a special guest on this episode today. I know I just said it was me, but things have changed a little bit here in the McCarthy household. And, yeah, we might have a special guest here later on. I've been looking through some church news. I did see where I think it's William Lane Craig and James White had a debate. I haven't been able to watch the debate. I know Derek and Bradley in our chat have been discussing so-called debate. I believe it's William Lane Craig. Let me go back and look real quick. Yeah, it's William Lane Craig. And it was on Molinism, which is interesting. William Lane Craig, he's a very interesting man. I don't know. Molinism is very very strange. I think you can go back to listen to some of our other podcasts and listen to more and more about Molinism. Derek does a good job at explaining it, I believe, in some other podcasts that we've had. But yeah, that's some news I've seen, especially in the Reform atmosphere. But other than that, it's still the same old, same old. I mean, these churches are really nervous and scared about COVID. Church news is. But yeah, other than that, it's been kind of quiet. There hasn't been any crazy Stephen Furtick, Joel Osteen things. I did see where Adam actually posted in our group message that I believe years back, Joel Osteen lost a certain amount of money, like $600 or maybe $6,000. It's probably more like $6,000. Somebody supposedly broke in to maybe their office and stole the money. And apparently, I don't know if these crew of people were janitors. I don't know if they were custodians or people, just maintenance folks working inside of it, but they found the money that was supposedly quote-unquote stolen the other day, which is pretty interesting, guys. I think we've really exclaimed how much we do not agree with Joel Osteen or even Stephen Furtick, for that matter. We do not endorse the prosperity gospel, people. So, yeah. But other than that, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. We had Thanksgiving. We ate a lot of food at the church. We were able to go out to the Salvation Army and help those people out that Saturday after Thanksgiving. If you want to hear a funny story, so we had our Thanksgiving. Oh, that was Sunday. Excuse me. We helped the Salvation Army on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. But that Saturday, I guess I'm just telling you all the goofy stuff that's happened to me. But anyway, that Saturday, we had our Thanksgiving, my side of the family's Thanksgiving. And we had it at my home this year. So it was a very special time. And we didn't have enough seating, so I decided to run to the church. I live literally 5 minutes from the church now. I went to the church to grab a table and a few chairs. I loaded it up in my uncle's truck because it was the only truck I could get to that wasn't blocked in at the time. So I went, got in this truck, got the chairs and tables, brought them to the house. We ate. We had a great time with family. They all were leaving. I was cleaning. And I got in one of those modes. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and drop these tables and chairs off because I knew that they needed it for Sunday, you know, as they were getting ready to provide meals to the Salvation Army. So I get there. I take Brianna's Sequoia. It's an older model Sequoia. It's like an 07 model. I back it up, drop all the stuff off. I'm happy. I'm like, all right, you know, blah, blah, blah. I get in the vehicle. I went to crank it. It could not crank, guys. So I'm like, okay, let me call Brianna, my wife, and I don't have my phone. And this is like 3 or 4 o'clock. I just had a short sleeve and some jeans on. I had tennis shoes, of course. I had clothing on. I just had a short sleeve on, and it was cool outside, and I couldn't remember my wife's number. So don't let her know that. So she was wondering, like, why didn't you call somebody? Why didn't you call somebody? I'm like, And I had this fear in my mind that people would not answer random calls that they don't know. Like, for instance, me, I don't answer phone calls, especially from unknown numbers that I don't know, especially because of these spam callers. So I'm freaking out in my mind. I'm not really thinking rationally. So I just start walking. I literally go down from the church, do the four-way stop on 371, 178, four-way stop, and I just start marching on 371 going north to my house. And my whole time, I'm on the shoulders walking. I'm thinking, well, my wife, she will come looking for me. She'll get nervous. She'll freak out. She'll come get me, and I won't have to walk far. So I walked. An hour later, maybe even an hour and a half later, I'm literally on County Road 1400 fixing to get to my house. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, I'm about to be home. I'm freezing. I had performed legs Friday. I did a really, really strenuous leg workout Friday, and my legs were really sore Saturday. You know how it is, people who work out, and especially working out legs. So I'm walking. I'm probably walking bow-legged like I rode a horse, and I'm thinking, all right, I got these two houses that I got to pass to get to the road to my house, and they've got these dogs. I'm like, how in the world am I going to get past these dogs? Because they chase everything. They seem real aggressive. I'm thinking to myself, oh no, what am I going to do? And about that time, my wife is in my car, flying around the corner. I wave her down. She stops at the county road that's off 1400, turned around, come got me. She's like, what has happened to you? And I'm just, oh, I don't think sit down. I just flop in there, and she's crying. She thinks that I've had maybe a wreck, and I'm limping alone or something like that. And it really wasn't like that. I'm just like, I'm an idiot, Brianna. I forgot my phone. I'm a stupid turd, and I just did not think about grabbing my phone. I'm so sorry. She's like, I'm just glad you're okay. So we get to the house. We have a little fireplace in the living room. I literally lay down face first right beside the fireplace and try to warm up while Brianna and her sister Megan went and got into my car, took it back to the church, and jumped off the vehicle, the Sequoia. So, yeah, and then eventually Sunday I ended up having to put a battery on that Sequoia, and you know how much batteries are these days, especially for a rig that's that big like that. So, yeah, that was a really fun, interesting time. It's funny when you think back on it that I actually was walking down the side of the road and nobody even picked me up. So, yeah, interesting. But that was a fun Thanksgiving weekend. Here recently I had a dryer that went out. I had to replace a dryer. Fortunately, I found one at a really good price that was a little bit nicked up, not enough functionally to make a huge difference, really cheap at Lowe's. And I have to say Lowe's customer service is not that great anymore. That's a long story. I'm not going to bore you with that story. But yeah, that has been my week so far. I wish I had more and more church-related gospel, Jesus, church-related type stuff to talk about, theology, but I don't. But I do have a special guest coming here in a minute. I think it will be fun. I have some questions for that guest. So, yeah, just hang tight. Thank you for listening. All right, we're back, and I've got my two special guests with me. Brinkley, my daughter, will you say hey? Say hey.
Say hey.
Okay, she doesn't want to talk, but I'm here with my beautiful wife, Brianna. Brianna, would you like to say anything?
Hello.
She is really mad at me right now, guys. I think this would have been cool just to ask her some questions. Just, you know, it ain't going to be super hard or anything. It's just going to be... Brinkley, you want to say something? She's breathing like it's like it's Darth. She's Darth Vader or something. She's like... You don't have nothing to say? Do you want to say hello? Say hello? You don't have anything to say? Okay, Brianna. My first question to you is... Can you... describe to us how we met, me and you, your husband and wife. How did we meet?
On Facebook.
How did it go about on Facebook?
I don't remember all that well.
So me and Brianna, we discussed one another on Facebook. I thought she was cute, so yeah, I hit her up. And that's kind of how it happened, didn't it?
I mean, yeah.
Do you remember the first time I dropped the Reformed theology bomb on you?
Vividly.
I think it's a funny story. It's actually a good story. I'm trying to remember what movie. Do you remember what movie we came from?
It was the one with, I don't know how to say her name, Theron, Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, or... Theron? Yeah. Yeah.
She's like a spy or something? I think that was it.
Yeah, there's a movie with her being a spy. I don't think it's a very good Christian movie.
It's not a good movie at all.
So, Brian and I have been dating for a while at this point. We went to several movies together and just hung out at my house and stuff. Brinkley, do you have anything to say? I've got this little windscreen on my microphone, so it doesn't pick up, you know, the sounds to it. And she just wants to put her lips on the thing. Say something. Quip. She just put her lips on it again. But anyway, Brenda and I have been, we were dating at this time, and I've been trying to figure out in this dating world, because I've been a reform, I've come to reform theology. I've become, you know, what most would say a Calvinist. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to have a marriage that works, I mean, we're going to have, we have to be on the same page with it. So, Brianna, how did it go down?
So, we had gone to get Taco Bell, and we had driven back over to the theater because we had come in separate vehicles, and we were sitting in your truck eating our Taco Bell. And I don't know, you probably had some terrible way of starting the conversation that was kind of out of context. But anyway, we were talking about it, and you were just so passionate telling me about this Reformed theology. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, I can't see Ben anymore because he's crazy. But, I mean, we probably sat there for a good 45 minutes. And you just, I didn't say much. I was just listening. But you just laid it all out there. And I went home and had three different Bibles and different translations laid out in the floor in front of me. And I was like, wow, he was actually making sense. He's not crazy. So it all worked out good. But, yeah.
But little did you know I was crazy.
Yeah, you are crazy, just not in the way I thought.
Yeah, little does she know that I am a crazy person. Ain't that right, Brink? Say something. Quit putting your mouth on the mic. Brinkley. Say hey. Hey.
We went to Kroger, she was telling everybody.
Oh, so Brianna and Brinkley just got back from Kroger, and apparently she was telling everyone hello and hey. So... I believe the conversation was, as Brinkley's getting out of my lap, the conversation went as I started dropping stuff in Romans, I believe, and probably Ephesians 1 and all sorts of different texts.
If I remember correctly, we had probably been talking about it for a while, but then you hit me with the hard question and you were like, you just brought up predestination, just point blank, and that's not something I'd ever really heard about or learned about, so I just didn't even know what to say. And that's when it was like, oh, he's crazy.
And that's kind of like the word that you just avoided, right, in church and in the Bible talk.
Well, it's not that I avoided it. I had just never heard it. Maybe I'd seen it, but no one ever taught anything about it, so it was just not something I was really even aware of.
Yeah, and my daughter's over here trying to grab everything off my desk as we spoke. But, yeah, it's I think I scared her a pretty good bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
And I remember, especially at that stage, I was pretty cage. I was real cage stage.
Yeah, banging, like, on the side of your, like, where your window is, like, making the point.
Was I like Dwight Schrute after he has been taught at the dictators, like all the dictator stuff that Jim was teaching them? Was I like that?
Close. Very close.
But yeah, I remember sitting there, and I'm sure I brought up several texts to her. And then I probably even, one of my go-to things when I first started learning Reformed theology was from what Derek would always say. He would say, or I would say at this point, you know, did Jesus die for everyone? I probably brought that up to Brianna, and you know, most people would respond, well, yeah, he died for everyone. And then my next go-to is, well, why do people go to hell? And Brianna was probably like,
I mean, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, and at that time, yeah, and Brianna's probably like, this guy went from cute to crazy in a heartbeat.
Bald to crazy.
I did go bald. I had a luscious mane of hair when me and Brianna were first dating, and now my hair is bald, or my hair is gone. I am my scalp is bald. And Brinkley's over here playing with all her stuff. And do you remember the first time you came to our church, the Basilea Church?
I think so. I had never seen a full band in a church before, so that was just new, but I liked it. I thought it was really neat. I still love our worship service. And I remember Carrie coming up to talk to me with Silas, and she was pregnant with Emmy at the time. And I just remember her coming to talk to me, and I thought it was so sweet that, I don't know, I didn't know anybody there, and people were approaching me.
Yeah, our church is real friendly.
Well, I was just going to say, and not in an intimidating way, because I remember visiting churches up until that point and being pretty much weirded out by the people that would come and basically trying to trick you into coming back to their church.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I remember I took Brianna, and she when she came with me, she came regularly. She came every Wednesday, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night.
I was working at Home Depot, and I had to work most Sundays, so I'd come after I got off work and catch the tail end of service on Sunday nights.
So, Brianna and my relationship, our relationship has been, I'm really grateful for it because it was based off of church.
Yeah.
Like, and so that brings me to my next question. Do you remember how, can you tell the listeners how my proposal went?
It was this really, how can I put this nicely? A silly game. It was Sunday night because I was coming after work because he kept texting me, are you coming tonight? Are you coming tonight? And I'm like, yes, as soon as I get off work. And I think I had a customer that kept me kind of late. So I was like, as soon as I get off work, I'm coming to church. And it was fellowship night. So I got there and I ate, and I was the last one eating. Everybody was just kind of hanging around talking, and they were like, okay, we're going to play this game for couples and something. And a few people went ahead of us, and I kind of knew something was up. I had a feeling, but Ben said that we would get up and play this game, and it was like one person had a card that had a word on it, and the other person had to guess what the card said. So we sat down, and I got handed my card, and the word was yes. And I'm like, how is he going to ask questions and me, you know, get him to understand that it's yes? Which, looking back now, I should have just repeated the word yes over and over again. That would have made sense. But in the moment, I was nervous and whatnot. So anyway, he's asking me questions, and he's so nervous. He is, like, rubbing his palms against his pant leg, like, can't think of questions to ask. I'm like, something's up. Something's up. So, time runs out. It was a timed thing. Time runs out, and he's like, hold on. I've got one more question. And like, I'm like, oh, I know what's happening. And he got down on one knee and asked me to marry him. And everybody, some people knew, but actually a lot of people didn't know. So there was a lot of, oh, and it was just really sweet.
Yeah, so this experiment that happened, I remember eating with Derek and Kenny. One day we were at Comer's in Dorsey, and we all sat down and ate, and I brought up this idea. I said, hey, I'm really wanting to propose to Brianna. I'm trying to think of this way that our church could get involved, because, again, our relationship was based off of this church. Like, you know, we would have probably never made it as far as we did if she was never understanding of the Reformed theology type stuff. And she would tell you, and she can tell you, that it's changed her life and has given her a more grateful, thankful understanding of the Lord and His sovereignty, and how, you know, He's predestined and chosen us in Him before the foundation in the world, and how great it is. Anyway, without getting all theological on you, but I sat down with Derek and Kenny, and I'm like, hey man, I got to think of something cool. Like, I really want to impress her and let this be somewhat of a story that we all can kind of remember. And after like 6 or 7 bad ideas from Derek and me and Kenny, which Kenny, I have to say, Kenny probably had better ideas than me and Derek. Because me, well, actually, I think it might have, now that I say that, Derek actually came up with it.
I didn't think it was you, but I wasn't going to call you out on it.
No, it wasn't. I was thinking of just the most ridiculous, stupid stuff, and they were being more sensible. And, like, Derek's like, what if we come up with a game? And I'm like, okay, you got me kind of interested. And then, like, Kenny was like, ooh, I can set this up for y'all. And he's basically did that because he knew Derek would screw it up. So, but, yeah, like, Kenny done really well with it, and I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't nervous really about asking her to marry me. I couldn't think of I was nervous about how I could play it off because I was not playing it off well enough. That was my nervousness. Like, I was being a bad actor.
You're a terrible actor.
Yeah, at that point, I was terrible. I've been a good actor before. Trust me. You remember that time at Home Depot where the dishwasher? Yeah. So, yeah, we could talk about how good of an actor I am because you said you should have been an actor that day is what you told me.
Okay.
So, anyway, I get down on one knee and I propose to her. Everybody's there at church. We have this great, great moment. It's fantastic. But then, do you remember our premarital counseling with Derek?
Yes.
I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, for sure it was.
So how Derek does premarital counseling, which I thought was pretty cool, is him and his wife Jessica would sit down with me and Brianna. And that's kind of how it went, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we would always just, you know, we would start off with some small talk and stuff. And then Derek would ask these real good questions. And I remember the infamous cheerleader.
Yeah, well, that's another soapbox.
And then we had a dishwasher. Didn't we talk about a dishwasher one time? About how we loaded dishes in the dishwasher?
Maybe. Or was it like the way the toilet paper roll goes? I said something about making sure you don't roll it under because that's just a big...
Oh, well, I was already on board with that. You're like, you came to my house one day and you're like, look at that. And even Derek's like, oh, that's just... It's the sense. That's the only way you can do it. You know, it's low, you know, have it rolling on that certain way. But yeah. And then we also got married at our church. And Brianna, how stressful was it?
It was surprisingly the most stressful thing ever because, like, our estimate of how many people would come was much greater than the amount of seating we had in the church.
And I have to say, you know, Brianna done a really good job, like, planning it and how much money we spend on it. I think we done a really good job with our budget. And, yeah, I mean, you remember when we set up the gym?
Yes.
How fun was it decorating?
Not at all.
I think you enjoyed it.
I mean, I enjoyed because, like, my family and your family were there and they helped us and that was enjoyable. But it was, again, so very stressful because, you know, the gym isn't, like, completely finished on the inside. Like, it's still got those walls that aren't painted. So we were trying to get enough tool to hang in lights and make it look kind of fancy and whatnot. And that, it was stressful, but fun and also kind of not fun.
I know many of the church members said it's the best the gym has ever looked.
Is that so?
Yeah, one time they said they would have never thought you could have made it look that way.
I'm flattered.
Yeah. So we set up the church or the gym, and then we set up the church, and we actually set up the chairs and the seating a certain way that, you know, even Derek's like, I like it. We're going to keep it this way. So, you know, the day of the wedding, or actually a couple of days before the wedding, we're getting ready as my child is crying because she can't go down the stairs because we're recording upstairs at my house. But our house, Brianna's house too. It's mainly Brianna's house. It's mainly Brianna's house, and me and Brinkley are just here. But yeah. So when we finished premarital counseling, Derek, you know, obviously married us. And do you remember Derek spiral bounding the church, or excuse me, the agenda and the actual preaching that he done? Do you remember that, Brianna?
Yeah, we still have it.
Yeah, so it was, how fun was it actually having our wedding at our actual church?
Well, I mean, it was very important to me. Like, I wanted to have it there. When I was worried about the seating and whatnot, I was so afraid we were going to have to find a different venue. So I was super excited to be able to have it at our church.
And we were dedicated to have it at the church.
We were. Like, people are just going to have to stand up if it comes down to it, because we were having it at the church.
Yeah, like, we legit thought it was so important to be there, since that's where our relationship grew, that's where, you know, we went through premarital counseling, where we proposed. It's just...
It's a big part of our lives, the church.
Yeah, so... Exactly. So... We get married. Derek tells us we were well above. We don't like, me and Brianna don't like to brag, but he said we were probably one of the best couples he's ever premarital counseled.
Oh, boom.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we get married. Obviously, we're married. We have a great honeymoon. We get back to church. You know, we're married now, so we're adjusting to that, which was not a hard adjustment.
No, I don't think so.
I legit think we were mature from when we started dating right to now. And, you know, if you hear rolling and stuff, that's us moving around on our rolling chairs because our daughter's running around upstairs just trying to distract us. But, yeah, so we get married. We're still really involved at the church. And so Brianna and I found out that she was pregnant like a year after we were married. It was probably a year. We got married in the November, and it was in June. It was probably less than a year. I remember it was in June or July where I was watching. I'm trying to think. I think it was Good Will Hunting. Yeah. I was watching it because it's been a long time since I've seen it. And Brianna just busts out of the bathroom. She's like, "Ben, I'm pregnant." And I just remember going, And, yeah, Brianna could probably remember my reaction more than I can.
Like, total deer in headlights moment. Because, yeah. I mean, we knew we were trying. And, like, it just kind of happened faster than we thought it would, I guess. So, it was kind of a shock. But, yeah, he just kind of sat there speechless for quite a while. And I'm like, excuse me, you are happy, right? Because, like, it's happened. Like, this is happening now. So,
of course, we cried a little bit and we hugged. And it was just one of those where we're like, this is fixing to change big time.
Big time.
So we're having to pass the mic back and forth. I don't have my other mics with me. They're still at the church. And so we find out we're having Brinkley, which picking out the name Brinkley was probably harder than us actually getting everything ready for marriage, right?
Yes, yes. I was several months pregnant before we ever even found the name Brinkley, much less decided that was the name. Now, we had a boy name picked out, like, immediately. Like, it was possibly even before I got pregnant. But, no, we could not figure out a girl's name for the longest.
So, you know, my name's Ben, her name's Brianna, so we kind of wanted to stick with the B names. You know, that was kind of what our thought was. We wanted to be unique and different a little bit, and except we're not unique and different. But in my own mind, I guess I thought we were unique and different. But so we're actually at church. We're having like a fellowship outside. And my daughter is trying to rip this cord off where my mic hooks up. And she finally speaks. Her favorite word is no. So we're sitting there. We're talking with our church friends, Kayla Brooke and Brian. And Kayla Brooke just starts naming off these names that I'm like, I've never heard of that. That's pretty cool. And she brought up the word Brinkley.
Yeah, I think she had found it on Pinterest. And actually, like, she also sent it to me in like it was a picture and it was all written real cute and whatnot. So, yeah, she sent me that name.
And it took us a solid 2 weeks to decide if that was the legit name that we wanted to go with. And the more and more we said it, the more and more we really fell in love with it. Because now we couldn't think of her name being anything other than Brinkley.
Well, also it has Lee in it, like your middle name. So that was
a thing. Oh, my Lord. I don't want to hear that. That was my mom. Oh, that's a long story. So my name is... So my dad's name is Scotty Lee McCarthy, and I'm Benjamin Lee McCarthy. And my mom thought, oh, Brinkley, when it's obviously not where we were going.
Nothing to do with the name we chose. It's just happenstance. But to her, it's very, very important that it's Brinkley.
Yeah. So we literally found out a week before Brianna had Brinkley what her middle name was going to be.
That's true. Was it Allie and Mom were at the house helping me get, I'd washed all her baby clothes. We were getting them put away and sorted and whatnot. And we were like, we've got to have a middle name because my grandmother does not have a middle name. And I joked one time about, oh, well, she can just not have one. And she was like, no, you give that baby a middle name. So middle name's very important. We were sitting there, and my sister said something about, you have to practice hollering it out the back door like you're bringing them in for supper or something. So just, you got to yell it out and pretend like you're mad. Really call, or not really mad, but calling to them or whatever. And Ben brought up Reed, and I just wasn't sold on it. But then I was like, Brinkley Reed, come on, like, it's time for supper. And I was like, oh, yeah, that actually, that has a good ring to it. I like that.
Yeah, like, your mom and sister were really into that when I brought it up. Like I said, I told them, I threw that name out for a while, and Brianna just hasn't. And she just kind of, like, threw her hands up in the air. You know what? It does sound good. We'll just go with it then. Like,
well, I mean, it wasn't, like, a flippant thing, but I was like, you're right. I mean, he had been bringing it up for a long time, and I was like, eh, I just don't really care for it. Whatever, but
it became a chore though trying to figure out this middle name. Like, it was like eating at our souls because we could not figure it out.
It was rough, which Brinkley's a unique name, so it's not like we've heard a lot of combinations to kind of help us choose.
So about this time, a week before Brinkley is born, the COVID pandemic started. And I'm going to be honest with you. It was so crazy. I would have never experienced anything like this before. So we're getting ready to have this baby. Brianna has already got everything laid out for the hospital and stuff. And I call her at Bancorp. She works at Bancorp South. And I called her and I said, hey, they're sending us home. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, they're sending us home. They're fixing to shut down MDOT for a while.
That was a Monday, and we went in Thursday and had her on Friday. So Monday you called me and said all this.
And it was wild because we didn't know the hospital's policies at the time. We were trying to figure everything out.
Yeah. I mean, I think we kind of knew we weren't going to be able to have visitors because while it hadn't really hit here yet, it was already going on everywhere else, so they had already put policies in place.
And there was so much confusion, and we knew that it was just going to be Brianna and I, but trying to tell our moms and our family, that was such a hard thing to do.
Well, yeah, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and I mean, we were even kind of thinking about doing that before it was the policy. So, I mean, we didn't want to, it's not that we didn't want them there, but we wanted to make sure that our brand new baby was, you know, safe. We didn't want to put her at risk of getting anything. So
we have Brinkley, and it's just me and Brianna. And talk about nervous that it was just us two. It was wild, and you could hear her yelling over there now. But it was just super wild. We have her. It's just, besides us getting married, it's one of the greatest moments ever. We have the baby, and it's just, you know, she's just instant joy. Besides the staying up late and stuff. When we brought her home, it was legit terror. And I remember Brianna and I, you know, she don't mind messed up. She was crying, and it was upsetting because this baby was hard to get to go to sleep. She still is. Still is a hard sleeper at one time. And we called Brianna's mother's like, hey, we really need your help. Screw the COVID. Let's come over here. And, I mean, I remember us just taking the most ridiculous protocols. And now it's way worse variant wise than it was then. But you know, we have this baby, but nobody can see her. Like, the only one that seen her was Miss Tanya, Brianna's mama, and that was for what, 3 days?
Yeah, it wasn't a full week.
So I think the first time that my family, my mom and my grandmother and my granddad and Brianna's family, and would come through, we had these big windows at our old house, and they would come look through our big windows to see Brinkley as we sat at home. And it was just such a hard, hard time. We had this beautiful baby that's so much fun and was just such a big personality even at a young age. And we couldn't share with our family or church family, as Derek was preaching online at the time. Brianna remembers that. And, but it was probably like 3 months before we decided to make the move to, you know, because it was just so much uncertainty. We just didn't know. Nobody knew what to do with the whole COVID thing started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So we just kind of like nerve up. All right, we can't let the fear of this virus. Not like it's a Yeah, there's a lot of people died from it. My grandfather passed away, and that was difficult because he wasn't able to really see Brinkley much. He passed away in that November, or December, excuse me. So it's been a year since he's passed, and I remember bringing her to church the first time, and she was just an instant fan favorite. Everybody enjoyed her. JC was already born. Waverly was born at the time. It was just like we had the three girls. We had the band together then. They were all at church, and it was just fun. And it was so cool that we were all three having girls at that time too, wasn't it, Brianna?
Yes, it was very neat.
So, you know, it was funny. B and Bradley and BJ are all B names too. We're all having babies at the time, and they were all girls, which is cool. Because Derek, I remember when we had the podcast, he would always bring that up about us having three girls and how cool it was. But the crazy thing is, at the time, that's all BJ and Bradley had was girls. So, but yeah, I mean, other than that, that's kind of Brianna and I's story. We moved to Moorville mainly to be closer to our church, and we just wanted to. I wanted her to be on. I know she was nervous as a tick when I got her on here, but I think she's realized that I wasn't trying to trick her or anything. We're just talking. I mean, that's all we were trying to do.
Yeah, okay.
So, do you have anything to say to our audience about the importance of just studying your Bible and stuff like that? Nothing?
I mean, it's very important.
It needs to be, you would say that it's important to know, just to let the scripture, you know, pretty much speak for itself, right?
Yeah. What's that word for?
Sola scriptura.
No, the word for when you
exegesis.
You. Yeah, that one.
What's, you know, exegesis and eisegesis? Eisegesis is bad.
Yeah. So. Let the word say what it's supposed to say. Don't read your own thoughts and issues into it.
Okay. Anyway, I appreciate Brianna coming on. You know, this is kind of an impromptu episode anyway, but I thought it'd be cool to have Brianna, my wife, on. I wish my daughter would say something, but she is so shy when she gets this microphone, she has to put her lips to it.
Say love. Look, say love.
What?
You.
E.
Love. Say love. Say love. She's just kissing. It's like she's just kissing the mic.
Well, anyway, I appreciate my wife coming on the show.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate my daughter being awkward.
Say hey.
She just wants to put her lips on the mic. That's all she wants to do. Anyway, oh, was that it? My wife's tickling her. That's the only thing we can get out of her. But anyway, that is this episode. I just want to thank you all for listening. And we did make this an hour, so it's a good episode.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Thanks you for showing up, my wife. I love you. And what's that word? Of course, as soon as I put the mic in her mouth or near her mouth, she don't want to have anything to say. But anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. We will be back to normal schedule hopefully next week. We've got a great topic that we've discussed that we want to bring forth and discuss. It's actually going to be at least two episodes out of it. And if you haven't already, check us out on our social media pages. Check us out at Facebook, Twitter. We don't have an Instagram, I don't think. If we do, I don't know much about it. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. We also got a Gmail account, plowboyradio@gmail.com, if you got any questions or concerns or anything you want to discuss about. So, yeah, thank you all for listening, and we will be back next week, and hope you all have a great, blessed week. Bye-bye.